I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Students from East Catholic High School in Manchester won fourth place at a national engineering competition. But this contest has an interesting twist. Robert Knoll's job is pretty simple. As a contractor for Mark Industries in Manchester, Robert screws nuts onto U-bolts that are used to install pipes and sprinkler systems. But he's visually and intellectually disabled, so performing this task efficiently was sometimes a problem. Sometimes he'd screw the nuts on too far, or not far enough, or not at all. So five East Catholic High School students decided to help. Junior John DiLoretto is one of them.
We were just kind of thinking, man, wouldn't it be really great if we could just help Robert out a little bit, maybe like do it with like a little less help from the staff? And so we thought, well, let's see, how can we do that? How can we execute this? And how can we get a good design?
They created a rotating disc that holds the U-bolts in place. This way, Robert's hands are free to twist the nut until it hits the cartridge that holds the bolt. Now the nuts are in the perfect position, and he's been able to increase his output by nearly 100%. The device, called a RUD, which stands for Robert's U-Bolt Device, won fourth place in the Source America Design Challenge, which is an engineering competition to design workplace technology to help people with disabilities. The student's advisor, Sue Fennelly, says it's the best contest of its kind.
It takes the students through the entire design process, from finding a problem, to figuring out how to solve it, to making something, and then ultimately testing it and marketing the product.
After being selected as finalists, they went to Washington, D.C., where they and other high school students displayed their inventions. Junior Emma Dolan says the experience was pretty intense.
You could look over and see Robert in the audience, and he was just smiling at us, and it was just the coolest moment because we knew that it was finally like the climax of our trip and we were presenting our thing, so it was like adrenaline rush.
Their attention to detail grabbed the judges. Their device was painted East Catholic School's colors, blue and white, which, as luck would have it, are colors that can help orient people who are visually impaired. The students also included mesh under the nut reservoir to help Robert grab the nuts. The project was a win for everyone, says senior Garrett Carlson.
We as students were able to get some great engineering experience. Robert could increase his efficiency and therefore actually get more money in his pocket. And Mark was able to output more U-bolts, so everyone in this situation benefited. So it was really great.
The judges gave the students some advice on how to improve the RUD, but Robert seems to enjoy it just fine.
I like it just the way it is.
But the kind of help Mark provides is in jeopardy. Governor Dana Malloy has proposed significant cuts to the Department of Developmental Services, which funds a portion of Mark's budget. Mark's marketing director, Kevin Zingler, hopes that the legislature will consider not only what Mark provides for the disabled, but also how it benefits other programs, like the students at East Catholic.
The system's not broke. Look at Robert. Look at what he can do. Look at how happy he is. Look at how his family is. His father was so excited that he was in Washington. His parents actually flew down and joined us at the competition. And they said, this is the first time that someone's ever acknowledged my son's abilities. How do you take that away from someone? You can't.
You can't do that.
David DeRoche, WNPR News.